No, I would no way. I'd be a better farmer than director.
You have a better
shot.
Are we live?
We're
Matt
live.
Thinks he can be a fucking farmer.
I could. You said there's no way I could do it.
I didn't say there's no way you could do it. I think it's kind of like the time. Well, yeah, I think you couldn't do it.
I'll give you the fact. When I said.
No, that's a mean thing to assume.
It's not mean at all. No, it's not mean at all.
It's just funny to be like, yeah, I could wake up at 5 a.m. and work 12 hours a day
every
day.
One thing I love is respectfully disagreeing, dude. Our country needs.
True.
Here's the thing. Maybe we can model for the rest of our country, dude.
True.
I did say one time, I said.
You're the left. I called it. Go ahead.
I'm Andrew Yang's new party.
No, you're Biden. Called it. You're
Andrew
Biden.
Yang's new party. Definitely something left. That's something the left would do.
Shout out the forward party.
That's something the left would do.
No,
I could see you swinging hard left as a farmer, though.
As a farmer?
Yeah.
You're pretty much a hardworking blue-collar farmer.
I mean,
I can tell by what you do on a daily basis. You're basically a manual laborer.
I mean, I'm a laborer. It's Striketober. Do you even know it was Striketober?
No, I don't believe in strikes, dude. I'm a capitalist.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Unions.
Fucking Monsanto, bro.
Yeah.
You're Monsanto.
I love farming.
You're trying to sell me suicide seeds,
all
right, dude.
So this all started because...
Way back when.
Way back. Matt was telling me he...
We're at Helium. Shane was really drunk. I was totally sober.
He could have been a good... Yes.
Shane was slacking off.
He could have been a... He was like, I would have been a soldier.
If No, more than that. I was like...
Oh, yeah, he said he could have done
Navy
SEALs.
I probably could have been a SEAL if I had dedicated my whole life.
Now, here's what I said to him in response. Not, no, that's not possible. My response was, that's a dumb thing to say as a 35-year-old guy doing comedy.
You're like,
to be like, after the fact, to be like, I could probably have been a SEAL if I wanted to.
I'll tell you where it comes from. My burning desire at the time, I had a burning desire to like totally give myself to something.
Yes.
So I was
for sure.
Like,
I fantasize about that as well.
Yeah. So that's where it was coming from. And I was just like, dude, I feel like I just could have, you know, if I fucking started at 18 and did all the drills, dude, I could have been a frogman. In my head, I was totally sold. I'm like, I would have gone full into it. Now, to Shane's point and fair point, every point of male authority I've had in my life, I've bucked against.
Yes.
So the military, high-level military would have been tough.
I've seen you. You've literally always bucked against every single person that was like, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Right, but that's part of the fantasy, right? Is like there's a piece. When I was reading that book, they talk about an ally here
because he thinks he'd be a frog man too.
Because
I didn't know I was sitting next to two future veterans. Two heroes.
O'Connor just saw me climb. What's that high wall? I was like, you fucking pull me over the wall.
Dude, brother.
No, because when they're writing those books and they're,
guys, just
they
so
talk
you know,
about, they talk
you would,
about
you would
psychos.
Both, you would both cry and quit. Go ahead.
When they talk about, like 20-year-old, 19-year-old guys that
Goggins
like,
cried and quit.
They go to like the Pacific and they turn into like monsters or whatever. There's always a piece of me that's like, I wish that happened to me. At least if I was
mentally broken.
Yeah, if I just got broken,
shattered by war,
rebuilt and shattered by, at least I'd be something.
Just some sort of like horrific.
Yeah, but I will say this: the World War II guys were like volunteer, like just dudes.
Yeah,
and
that
you could have been. That we would have been.
Yeah,
we would have been that.
Yeah,
but you guys now being open micers in Philly saying I could pretty much be a Navy SEAL.
No, that's not
is
what
a
I'm saying.
Foolish thing
could
to
have
say.
Been if.
Could have been
I
if
took
I devoted
all of
my life
this
to it.
Sure, fucking anguish. Sure.
And I could have played in the NFL.
You could have.
Of course. But I didn't.
So I like what O'Connor's saying. Just wishing for like just some
to be drafted
bang.
Into a hellish war.
Just some flashbang of an event to knock you out of the rest of your mind for the rest of your life. Or just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into your 50s.
And that's fine.
And spending the rest of your life being like,
this
I only
argument,
made
to your
sense
point,
in the shit.
Yeah.
To your point, you like just smack your wife and make you don't understand. Yeah. It's all hell.
Are you Charlie?
To your point, that is a fair assessment to be like, yeah, man, like that's a, you know, a bit grandiose.
Yeah.
And that's a fair point. I reflected on that. I said, yeah, I probably would have been high brass. I could see. Like, yeah, you know what? I probably would have got scooped up more into the strategic side. Shane's
yeah,
right.
They would have liked your
they
mind.
Seen,
military
they
operations.
They would have put you in the MRI machine. They'd be like, this guy's an anomaly. You have delusions of grandeur.
No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You're like, my mind is too powerful for the MRI machine. The doctor's
you know,
Josh, I know you are.
But I was trying to trigger an event for sure.
That's crazy.
Huh?
Actually, it's not that crazy to be like, I wonder if it can pick up brainwaves. Yeah. That's not that crazy.
Well, the MRI can't, but I was like, maybe I'll light up areas of my brain. That was the wrong test. I'm actually, I'm scheduled to go in on the 17th for
He's trying to light up different areas of his brain.
I'm going to get the EEG and they're going to see me. I'm going to be in the fourth. Go
like the only person who gets in the MRI and works hard.
They're going to go like this.
You're like, I got to light up my brain.
Oh my God. This guy's retarded. You wouldn't think it.
No, I'm going in.
They're going to revoke your license. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get in there and they're going to take your driver's license away and send you home in an Uber.
They're going to be like, it might be the fifth state. I might break into a new state of consciousness. They're like, what the hell?
Think you're like Dr. Manhattan. You're going to just be floating.
How excited would you be if they walked out and they were like, something's going wrong with the machine. I think it might be broken.
It does happen to me a lot around computers. Anytime I go to a hotel, like, the machine's down. I'm like, dude, it happens. I fucked up.
Your magnetic field.
I don't know what it is.
So
there's a lot of stuff we can't see.
The Navy SEAL argument led us to, how did we just get into this one? Talking about farming.
The farming one, I think you mentioned, we mentioned farming somehow. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
You said something like you probably think something about a farmer, and I was like, you hit the nail on the head.
I do believe. I know you. What it was. We were talking about something, and I was like, this is exactly what you want. It's like, I want to work the land.
Yes.
Be out in the sun and work the land every day, hard work. And it's like, dude.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
You don't actually work ethic. Want that.
I just didn't have a reason. But growing the food, man.
I think you should spend some time with some old
farmers.
I think
you should go to a farm and see how shitty that is.
I grew up on a gentleman's farm.
You grew up on a
gentleman's farm. Apple orchard.
I grew up near a farm. That's not... Dude, I went to a farm once.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Really?
The work... The dudes that... The actual work they do, it is hard, shitty work.
It's very tough.
Yeah, but you just hang out with old farmers. Their bodies are just ground into a nub. They probably have knees and hips and...
Talking about Clark Kent's dad? Smallville, he was a farmer.
True, you saw Smallville.
Strong as, like, strong as a whip.
I'm pretty much Superman's dad.
He was strong as a whip.
There's no other way to get a superhuman kid other than to have a farm that they can land in.
Bisexual superhuman.
Now Superman's bisexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be hot.
It's tough.
Not for me.
It's going to be fucking hot.
That's
dude.
Your people.
It's tough.
What, bisexual Superman?
His people are forcing that shit.
I have a tough, because sometimes I get upset about that, and then sometimes I'm like, why do I give a fuck?
Well, definitely, who cares?
I don't ever even liked Superman.
Yeah, I never liked Superman either, but definitely, who cares? But also, they are.
I assume.
It's annoying.
I assume Superman
was bisexual. We were talking about Legion of Skanks. That's what I said last night. I always thought he was gay.
Yeah, I figured.
Superman was always gay.
Yeah, him and Lex Luthor were a little
fruits.
A couple anti-football
Superman general. Was a fucking anti-football dude. He's a fruitcake.
Yeah, dude, he's always been all weird with
I don't even know what super. You know who Wolverine's pro football?
Oh my God.
Cyclops is a bit of a fruitcake.
Yeah.
Little light in the loafers. Although I did used to like Cyclops.
You like Cyclops?
Yeah. Maybe I was gay.
He was my least
Cyclops
favorite, bro.
Cyclops was my cool. I liked him.
We would play fucking X-Men.
You were
my
Wolverine?
Boy. First of all, he got me an X-Men, so I couldn't take Wolverine from him, but he tried to make me Cyclops, and I'd always be like, bro,
get the
fuck
Beast?
Out of here.
Or wait, remember. Was he in that? Nightcrawler.
I think I was more of a
Gambit.
Silver Surfer.
Gambit and Nightcrawler.
Gambit
was nasty. I was more of a Silver Surfer.
That's a sick fucking selection. Yeah. I always thought Gambit was cool.
Gambit was nasty.
I saw that trench coat, and then those fuckers at Columbine ruined it.
Throwing cards?
They ruined trench coats.
Yeah, that sucked.
Did you guys have a trench coat mafia?
No.
My school? No, man.
We had one.
We were all boys high school. Dude.
What?
You get your ass kicked for that shit.
Yeah, you get fucking beat up for being a shooter.
Oh, you guys had uniforms.
Yeah,
we did have uniforms.
Yeah, we had some
trench.
To prevent
that kind
of thing. We had kids with, like, they got implants. They got, like,
vampire
implants. Yeah, yeah. And they would walk around in black trench coats.
They were ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah,
this was post-Columbine, too.
Yeah, we just had kids with, like, hard learning disabilities.
Yeah.
That was like, fuck.
Yeah, we had some of those.
We didn't really have any goths. We had kids. We had like there was a group of like, you know, pretty anti-football kids that would go on retreats with the priests every year.
Yeah.
We had like an encounter group, and it was just gay kids.
Yeah.
Hanging out with gay priests.
Yeah.
It was the gayest priest we had with the gayest kids in the school, and they would go away.
Dude, like we had it all. We had
weird.
We had trench coat mafia. We had like straight up like kids that I think were like junkies. Like that would just hang out. All the time. We had a couple of big, like, race wars.
You guys have race wars?
Yeah. The blacks and the Mexicans would fight in our, like, cafeteria, basically. Yeah, it was tough.
What are they fighting about?
Where to sit.
It's always been a problem for them.
What do you mean? Were they, like...
They just beefed. It just beefed. I was never really involved, you know, so I don't know any of the details.
Like, they're going back
for real, though? How long have people been playing musical chairs? That game? How long? When do you think that game originated?
Musical chairs?
Yeah. Do you think Rosa Parks played musical chairs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the advent of the folding chair, you know, musical chairs became
and somebody a much ripped easier it out game to from play. Under her, and that's what started her origin. She was like, never again.
Said that real quick.
Yeah.
That is a sick origin story.
That could be.
That was actually funny you asked that, Shane. When you were saying, like, what X-Men, I was like, I'm Rosa Parks. When I was a little kid, I was like, you know, guys, you can have Wolverine. I'm going to be.
She's my superhero.
Seriously, I'm going to be Rosa Parks. It's like, I just want to play Civil Rights Heroes. You guys play X-Men?
Didn't they do that once? Didn't they incorporate, like, didn't they have, like, a Martin Luther King superhero at some point?
Black Panther?
No, no. I think they actually started bringing, like, I feel like I remember seeing. I was never big into that world, but I feel like I remember seeing cartoons where, like, George Washington was in one. And then, like,
you were fucking high off the maze, dude. You were Junior high. Gong, dude.
You were fucking. You were up in your room. Them wagwan, they're bringing them old
George Washington, man.
Them dead presidents on the X-Man.
Yeah, to back to me farming, dude.
So, yeah, Matt claims he could switch from his lifestyle now to waking up at 5 and working every day.
Not every day. Hard labor. Winter. It'd be a lean winter, dude.
Hard labor.
Yeah. I could see.
You got machines too. Don't forget that,
bro. That farming machines. Would suck. You would not last a month.
Oh, dude, I would crush farming.
You would quit day three. Like,
I think I would love it, dude. Depends what I'm farming though. If I don't want to just farm like soybeans.
That's what I'm thinking for you. Specialty products. Like you would have a specific set of restaurants that you would make
for sure.
Shit for cidery. I could see that. One of those small things.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I guess I'm being a
pot
cunt.
Farm.
Where the chef comes
pot
out.
Farm?
I don't know how hard that would be to.
It's difficult work, dude. But you get a little. You get a bobcat.
I thought we're talking about. I'm just thinking about a farm around me.
Yeah, no,
like
that,
cows
think,
and fucking crops and
nah,
shit.
Bro. I think
you
get
could
fucked.
Not. That would not. You wouldn't be able to do that
from an outside. Yeah, I wouldn't want to run a big mega farm.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, a lot of those guys, it's just machines, bro. Those guys are running machines.
Yeah, but even a small farm, like there was farm. There's farms around me that aren't gigantic.
Yeah, it's hard
and
work.
It's
for
like.
Sure.
It's very hard work.
It's hard
I think
work.
It's like
sure.
one of the harder jobs.
Dude, talk to me. You do demolition, bro. It's not as hard as farming, but it's like
yeah.
If I'm
but,
running a farm and I'm like,
but that was like
resumes.
For these are jobs when that you were kill young. People. Yeah,
I did it for years, dude. I did it for like I had a 3-year period when I was married.
3 years straight.
Yeah, worked 30 days straight one time. I forgot what day it was, bro. I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't even care. I was fucking working my ass off.
But see, now you'd be doing it if your knees hurt or your back hurt.
Me?
After it,
yeah
I would be like,
hurt.
Oh, fuck, here it goes.
Yeah, and now you've lived this life for the last decade. You would be like, I'm not